You're listening to SBS News.
When Arad Niksafat moved to Tasmania in 2020, he struggled to relaunch his business in a new state and in the midst of a worsening pandemic. Unable to pay his bills and without support, he was homeless for 4 months. But day by day, he was able to rebuild his business called Persia's Pantry, selling Persian food at markets across southern Tasmania. Arad says he was excited to get the call, confirming he could sell at the iconic Salamanca markets in Hobart.
And they called me, "You can come to Salamanca," and say, "Yes, that I needed." And I'm so excited to have that market.
Arad, who is in his 40s, fled to Australia from Iran in 2012. He was sent to detention on Christmas Island before finally making it to Melbourne in 2014. As part of his visa requirements, he needed to move to a regional area of Australia, and that's how he came to Tasmania. His business is now doing well. He lives about an hour from Hobart, travelling and selling his products at markets and online. Although selling at Salamanca has been exciting, Arad says he's surprised by how quiet the market has been since winter.
It's quiet. It's seriously quiet. And we I don't have experience because I was not working in Salamanca before COVID-19, but I heard a lot from stallholders and they said Salamanca was very busy. A lot of tourists is going there. But when I start to work in Salamanca, July this year, it's when I match it with another market, this is not busy and just we make a little money. We are crossing and living in hope. Maybe when the border opens, we going better and better. We see how it's going.
As of December the 15th, Tasmania is open to fully vaccinated Australians from any state or territory. Those travelling to the state from high-risk areas need to have a negative COVID test 72 hours before arrival. The Tasmanian Premier Peter Gutwin says the state is in a good position to reopen despite the threat of Omicron.
We don't have COVID running loose across our community right now. We are one of the most vaccinated places in the world. And as we move through this, our experience will be, I would hope, different to what we're seeing across the rest of the world.
96% of Tasmanians aged 16 and over have received their first COVID-19 vaccination, and 90% have received both doses. Joanna Kubios has had a stall at Salamanca markets for more than 6 years, selling Chilean-style empanadas, a popular street food. But since July this year, she says business has been slow.
Numbers have been very good until July. This is probably the busiest summer we've had last summer. And obviously June with the winter feast, all this winter rush, that was amazing as well. And then all came crashing down in July when the outbreak started in New South Wales. A turnover decline by about 50% or maybe more.
She's hopeful that business will improve now that the borders are open, but she still has reservations about what COVID-19 cases might do to the state's health system.
I have mixed feelings, like everyone does. I think no one can say, oh, it's going to be amazing because we will have cases. I think we have to be realistic about what's going to happen. It might be great for certain sectors and it might not be for others.
Although many Tasmanians are nervous about borders reopening, those separated from families, friends and colleagues were able to finally reunite at Hobart Airport.
Lots of colleagues that I haven't seen for a long time. It's been all over Zoom and everything.
So. It is exciting. So it's just amazing. I've seen all my grandchildren and my children and now I'm back to my husband.
Sarah Maunder, SBS News.